This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Congrats to Melissa, who will be off to the U of H Utah game on Saturday. She's the winner today of our four-pack of tickets for the Cougs versus the Utes. We'll do it again Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week in the 7 o'clock hour. So if you want to head out to that game, should be a fun Saturday night. Stay tuned. Quick text message. Did you guys hear Texans Radio yesterday? Texter says, I think Andre Ware was auditioning for the Pettycast when he was on with Mark Vandermeer and John Harris. They told him to say hi to Bill O'Brien because I guess Andre is doing the BC game this week, and that's his college game this weekend.
Oh, okay.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall for that production meeting. Andre did not hide his disdain for the latter portion of the O'Brien era.
And O'Brien was aware of it.
Yeah, very.
O'Brien was aware of everything that anybody might have issues with or anything.
Yep.
So production meeting with Bill O'Brien and Andre Ware. What was Andre? Did they say what Andre was saying? I'll have to go back and listen to that.
Yeah, I'll have to go back. I didn't get to hear it. I didn't get to hear that yesterday, so I don't know. Andre, he does not mince words when he's frustrated with this football team. Like he's very direct, which is why he's really good at his job. We've talked a lot about the offensive line today. We'll hear from D'Amico on the offensive line in the 8 o'clock hour. We got a Pettycast to get to at the top of the hour where we'll hear from Stephon Diggs and Aaron Rodgers and Jameis Winston.
Yeah, Winston. More Winston.
Yeah.
I love a guy trying to, the great orator. Yes. Yeah.
No, this will be the only time we play Winston today, Seth, okay. Just so you know. But the problems for the Texans offensively, we've been honed in on the offensive line just because they were so bad in pass protection against Green Bay. But when you look at who's taking the most heat right now, to me, like across the Texans organization, you know, anybody, coaches, front office, players, like to me, the most heat right now, if you could quantify it, would be on Bobby Slowik, especially when you compare it to this time last year when CJ was beginning to elevate. You know, CJ started his stride in like week 3 and 4. And then by the middle of the season, you know, he's throwing for 470 yards and bringing the team down the field in the last minute against Tampa Bay. Bobby Slowik, by week 8 and 9, was the toast of the town. Mm-hmm. So he's not anymore. This is the most disturbing part to me, Seth, and the part where, without knowing exactly what's going on with coaching and how they're being coached and strategy, are they making adjustments at the half? I feel like a lot of people who have never been in an NFL locker room like me talk about, well, they didn't make any adjustments. Well, what adjustments?
No, there's definitely, but there is something, like some people try to downplay that, like, because it's not usually a great cataclysmic shift or anything.
Yeah.
It's the little tweaks and stuff. Yeah, they're not tweaking things properly during the game.
Well, and at least offensively, and it manifests itself in this. The Texans have scored 6 touchdowns all season in the second half of games. Yeah. And it's not like it's been one touchdown every week. They've played seven games. They've scored six second-half touchdowns. Four of them came in the Colts game in week one, and then the New England game a week ago, you know, week and a half ago. They have scored two total touchdowns in the second half of the other five games. No touchdowns and 3 points in the second half against the Bears. One touchdown, and that was it, in the second half against the Vikings. One touchdown on the final drive against the Jacksonville Jaguars in week four. No touchdowns, and that should say 6 points there against the Buffalo Bills. Two field goals in the second half. And then, obviously, last week, no touchdowns. The only scoring they had in the second half was that field goal they kicked with a minute and a half to go in the game.
It's just, Sean, it's astounding when you look at the drive chart and you wonder, okay, a defense down five starters in that week versus a good offense. This is the Texans. This is how the offense helped the defense out. This is your complimentary football in the second half.
This is the Green Bay game.
The Green Bay game, second half. Three plays, punt. Three plays, punt. Six plays, punt. Five plays, punt. Those were the series in the second half. There was a complete non-competition. It was, I mean, it really, at least earlier in earlier games, you could say, okay, you could point to penalties or things that were self-inflicted wounds. This was them just not playing well.
They just can't
more than anything,
move the ball.
They just, they can't move the ball. And I think that with Bobby Slowick's offense, there still is an element now where it feels like they're trying to do things with window dressing and it works in the first half. But by the second half, teams have you figured out and they know how you're getting to what you want to do and this is how we're going to attack it. And that's when it all buckles in on itself. It caves in on itself because they can't do the simple things well. They can throw through a few little wrinkles in the run game, but then once they figure out the wrinkles, then you, oh yeah, that's right, you guys can't block. You guys don't know how to block. You guys can't block people. You got two unblocked guys on that red zone run, one of the two tackles for a loss, because guys are just getting physically beat because they can't block people.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Miraculously, they've won three of these five games that we're talking about here. And this is where this is where I'll flip over to the positive. And this is where I said, you know, like this weekend, like I thought D'Amico Ryans, the defensive coordinator, had a really good game against Green Bay. They've won three of those games, came close to winning a fourth, all because of the defense. You know, the Chicago game, 7 sacks all over Caleb Williams in the second half of that game.
Yeah.
Got off the field when the Texans couldn't possess the ball at the end of the game because they didn't have Joe Mixon. He had sprained his ankle earlier that night. The Jacksonville game, you know, kudos to the offense. They went down and got a touchdown, but it took the defense continually having to get the ball back for them throughout that whole second half. And then the Buffalo game, obviously the defense was outstanding in that Buffalo game against Josh Allen. You know, so this, kudos to the defense. That makes me feel really good. And even, as you pointed out, an undermanned defense against Green Bay. But this is this might be the worst look for Bobby Slowik is how they performed in the second half of games this year.
Yeah, and I think a lot of things what they talk about is getting to know and learn who you are in any given season. Every year you have to learn what this team is going to be like, what you're good at, what you're bad at. And Romo I think was correct in during the game talking about how he'd like to see the Texans not use so many condensed formations. You've got you're bringing it. This drives me insane. And this is always an indication to me of a guy that's more in love with scheme than actual football play. You've got your vision in your mind that we're going to line up with all our guys up at the line of scrimmage and all close to the ball, and we're going to mash you. We're just going to drive it down your throat. But you know what? You can't do it. You guys physically can't do it. So why are you pretending that you can?
Right.
You know, you're like one of these Hollywood actors that forgets that you're only tough when your bodyguards are around.
Yeah.
Well, right now they got a bunch of 97-pound weaklings as bodyguards. You got Dalton Schultz in. Why on earth are you inviting Dalton Schultz? You're having Dalton Schultz stay in to do something he's not good at, which is blocking, or you're bringing your wide receivers in down into the core to do something that they try to do, but there's only so much Stephon Diggs can do as a blocker in the run game. There's only so much Tank Dell can do as a blocker in the run game. You're doing all this stuff that actually makes it worse for you. I don't know, because you're trying to prove something to daddy or something?
Yeah.
And what the hell?
Yeah.
I hate to say this because it's just too easy and simple, but yeah, there's an element of just let CJ Cook spread things out a little bit. If there's a blitz, if there's a corner blitz, at least have it to where there's some spreading out and some options by your receivers instead of having everything all bunched together.
Yeah, you asked me before the show yesterday, hey, what was Clint saying on the postgame show about the Texans offense? He was hitting that heavy, what you just said. They need to spread it out, man. They just need to. This isn't who they are. Spread it out.
And it's not like it doesn't have to be like college or high school spread where you got five guys out. But just open it up a little bit, because you don't have the guys right now who can physically do the things you're asking to do. They're not. These guys, this offensive line, they are not dogs, man.
No.
They just don't. There's nothing to them that tells you that these are tough guys that are just going to punch people in the mouth. That's not them. That's not their whole thing.
Andy Taylor was Andy Griffith's name on the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, okay.
So gotcha. His character's name was Andy Taylor. Reggie Attitullo texted me. He said, it's a little like the Steve Harvey Show, the sitcom he was on. His name wasn't Steve Harvey on the show.
Bob Newhart as well, right?
Bob Newhart. Yeah,
it was Seinfeld, a different time.
Seinfeld kind of shifted the gears on everybody for that one. Like, his show was Seinfeld, and his name on the show was Jerry Seinfeld.
I Love Lucy was Lucille Ball.
She was Lucy Ricardo.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right, I'm glad we had this conversation. Payne and Pendergast with you, Pettycast. Are you ready for the Pettycast? I'm ready for the Pettycast.
Oh, God, I've never been more primed for the Pettycast.
Sean,
I'm sitting here whining and complaining about a 5-2 football
team.
You are ready to go. What are you doing here, Sean?
The Pettycast. We will get petty. We will highlight the pettiness of others in the Pettycast coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.